Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Hands where we can see them!
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it up!
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violent Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Welcome back. Looking ahead to the weekend of NWSL action, here are the matches on tap today. The Houston Dash take on the Washington Spirit, 8 p.m. Eastern on Prime. We also have the Utah Royals hosting the Orlando Prime at 9:30 p.m. And then tomorrow, North Carolina take on the Portland Thorns. Racing Louisville face San Diego Wave. The Chicago Red Stars take on Angel City FC. And a big one on Sunday between Gotham FC and KC Current, 6 p.m. Eastern on NWSL+. Plus, all right, for more on the weekend ahead, we are super excited to welcome in our good friend Sandra Herrera, who is rocking the L tree this morning on Footy Kit Friday. Looking good, my friend.
At least the team is styling in the kit category.
You also got Mexico behind you. Are you trying to manifest a vacation right now?
Something. I'm trying to do something, man. I'm going to have to get Olimpia, call a curandera, do something for the team even. It's tough on both sides of the ball, men and women's right now.
Tough times. All right. Well, let's chat about something that's going well, specifically the KC Current. They have a big match against the reigning champs, Gotham, this weekend. But three games, three wins, they're sitting on top of the standings right now. Sandra, what's going well for KC?
Oh, my goodness. I got to say, it's multiple players getting involved in the attack. I mean, they're coming off of a break, but that week three was another excellent example of how they can be lethal. DiBernardo, Chiwenga, Spanstra, all part of an attack that got on the score sheet with a goal and an assist. I don't know how Gotham is going to sustain all that, but they're going to certainly try. And I think for Kansas City, they've gotten a lot of goals so far, but they got to walk away with some better defensive performances here. So hopefully they are rested. They have taken a look at film, and they are maybe finally going to walk away with a clean sheet this week.
Sandra, let's talk about another surprise in the Chicago Red Stars, who are unbeaten.
Let's go.
What?
Last year they were just beaten.
What's been the key to their early success?
You know what? I hate to simplify it, but it almost sort of feels like no pressure has been a little bit of the key to their success. They've had a got a lot of newness going into this season, whether it's with the new ownership group, new head coach, and Lauren Donaldson. When I spoke with Mal Pugh in our interview, she cracked a joke and said, "Hey, I got a new knee." So, you know, there's a lot of newness going on for Chicago Red Stars, and I think with that has come a bit of grace and a little less pressure on them in terms of building things. So the sky's the limit, I think. for this team. Obviously, with Mal Swanson coming back, I think that's massive. I think we've heard from her teammates already how they've said getting her back has been a blessing in multiple forms. Multiple teammates have gone on record saying that her presence back on the pitch and in the locker room has really kind of elevated things, boosted up the team's morale. And all of those things, I think, combined with just having a lot of fun on the pitch right now, which is something that we didn't really see in the body language last season, is a little bit different for them as well.
Sandrine, a lot of things going well for Chicago. This is an announcement also that they're going to be playing at Wrigley Field. We touched on it yesterday. How big is that? Their game in June against the Bay FC, it's going to be played at a historic venue.
Yeah, it's massive, Nico. I mean, this is something that's checking off a number of historic firsts for Chicago Red Stars. They're going to be the first ever women's professional team to go and play an event at an equally historic landmark. So the second oldest baseball stadium in MLB. It has been part of an iconic neighborhood in Chicago, and has been part of a lot of historic, landmarks in terms of Chicago history. So they're not going to be the only ones to have ever, played an event there. This is a place that has hosted, countless concerts. It's used to be the home of the Chicago Bears before we were all born. We don't even really remember that kind of stuff. But, it's also hosted a lot of collegiate football games as well. So now there's going to be a women's professional soccer match that's played there, and there's a lot of excitement around it as well. And I like that in their press release, they mentioned that this is an effort to kind of bring this brand, this sport, closer to Chicagoans. I mean, this is a pretty accessible stadium when it comes to public transportation. So I know there's already tickets for pre-sale, so I'm sure we'll eventually start to maybe get to hear numbers around that. But a lot of excitement as well, I think, on both sides of the ball, where we're hearing Bay FC, how excited they are to play a role in this as well as the opposition, and the players getting a chance to maybe show off some of their skill sets in front of some new eyeballs.
Wrigley Field has also hosted a very tipsy young Susanna. Hitting some Cubs day games in the bleachers, Sandra.
All right.
Heck yeah. The best day ever. Nothing like it.
Take me out to the ball game.
Heck yes. Woo.
Sandra, I want to, obviously, going to play at Wrigley Field is awesome, but a team that has their own stadium, I think the first women's professional stadium in Casey Curran. You mentioned them before. What do you think Vlatko is getting right? Because I think there was a lot of questions about whether this was the right hire or not, especially with the way it ended with the women's national team. What do you think he's getting right?
Yeah, look, this is a head coach nothing else. He was made for NWSL. I think you're going to find very few arguments to say that he is not someone who understands the ins and outs of this league and what it takes to win. We have heard a lot from him before, even in an NWSL capacity and at the national team level, that talking a lot about fine margins. And sometimes when you kind of take a look at what matters with in-between games, especially for NWSL, he's a coach that absolutely gets it. So I think a part of that has been his experience coming to shine through in this role and his return back to the league. But it's also the roster in front of him. This is a talented squad that he's got. And I think that he's been able to take a look at who he has available and has plugged them into positions of success. I think there's a reason why we're seeing a bit of a renaissance in a player like Vanessa DiBernardo, who has been an elite NWSL caliber midfielder since she arrived in the league, getting drafted in 2014. So I think there's a reason why she's kind of maybe reintroducing herself to casual viewers of the league. And I think the way that he's been tapped in, that he recognizes players that he's played up against, versus players that he now maybe has on his roster, and understanding how to get them to be successful on the pitch.
Sandra, the San Diego Wave are going to play another team that has yet to lose in Louisville. Yeah. What are you expecting in that match? We had Jane Shaw on the show yesterday. She seems like she's really feeling confident about this San Diego side and kind of her progress in the game. What are you expecting from San Diego on the road here?
Well, I think it's a tough travel when you travel from San Diego. I think we've heard that in some ways, whether it's been from the coaching staff or even players, not an easy trip to go closer to the East Coast. They're going to Louisville in this one, but you know they're coming off of a bit of a break here, so maybe that's not going to be too hard on the body for them. But I think massive for them to come off of a win. I think they're going to have some players who we might see on the availability report. You know, Naomi Girma coming out of She Believes Cup with a thigh strain. I don't think that's something that goes away overnight. Twyla Kilgore saying out of press conferences of those games for an update that she's day-to-day. That's likely the same scenario with San Diego Wave going into this one. But they're going to go up against a hungry team in Racy Louisville. This is a team that is also kind of shadowed in newness as well. They've got lots of new pieces, some exciting internationals. Bev Yanez promoted to the head coach position. And while they have hung around in games, they haven't showed that they can finish. So I'm sure that they're hungry for a first win after three consecutive draws. But they're going to have a tall order against the Shield winners and the current Challenge Cup champions in San Diego Wave. I think they've got enough depth there to maybe kind of, replace anyone who might need some minutes management.
Great stuff. Sandra, always a pleasure catching up with you. Thank you so much for the time. Have a fantastic weekend.
Take care. Happy first birthday. Belated birthday.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sanfel, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.